This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned the sentencing Monday of two Belarusians who organized protests against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko. Maria Kolesnikova and Maxim Znak, top members of the Opposition Coordination Council, were charged with extremism and trying to seize power illegally on Sunday. Both have denied any wrongdoing. Blinken wrote on Twitter, "We call for their immediate, unconditional release and for that of all other political prisoners held by the Lukashenko regime." Kolesnikova was sentenced on Monday to 11 years in prison. Znak was sentenced to 10 years. Both stood trial behind closed doors. Only their families were allowed to be present. Last September, Kolesnikova accused Belarusian forces of trying to kill her when she resisted expulsion. Authorities tore up her passport, put a bag over her head, and drove her to the border with Ukraine. When she refused to leave Belarus, she was jailed. Around the same time, Znak said unidentified masked men abducted him from his office. Thousands of people protested regularly for months following last year's election, in which Lukashenko was declared the winner. Opposition parties, the United States, and the European Union all alleged the election was rigged. Cuba announced Monday it has begun inoculating children as young as two with domestically produced vaccines against COVID-19. State-run media said the goal of the campaign is to vaccinate at least 90% of the population. About half of the population has had but one shot, and about a third has had both shots, according to government data. The Cuban vaccines have not been recognized by the World Health Organization. This is VOA News. Four more Americans have safely left Afghanistan, departing the country via an overland route with the acquiescence of a controlling Taliban, a State Department official said on Monday. While the Taliban have blocked flights carrying more Americans and Afghans who want to leave the country, a senior State Department official said the Taliban did not impede the overland passage of the four individuals and was aware of their departure. The official announced the operation shortly before Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Doha to thank Qatari officials for their assistance. Qatar is acting as a midway point for thousands of Americans and Afghans who were flown to safety out of Kabul in late August. The official said the four people were greeted by embassy personnel after crossing the Afghan border, but did not say what country they entered. Meanwhile, after his stop in Qatar, the Secretary of State is on a trip that will take him to Germany. There he will engage in talks with U.S. allies about the end of the 20-year war in Afghanistan. The Taliban says road links to Panjshir Valley are now open and food and other supplies can now be transported. The insurgent group said they had taken over the valley, ending remnants of resistance against their rule. Meanwhile, in an audio message on his Facebook page, resistance leader Ahmad Massoud said his forces are still present in Panjshir and will continue to fight the Taliban. South Sudanese are reeling from fuel shortages and soaring food prices after 2 weeks in which Kenyan and Ugandan truck drivers have been on strike, stifling commerce along the Uganda-South Sudan border. Hundreds of motorists waited at gas stations in Juba for hours on Monday, trying to fill up their tanks with gasoline. The strike began when truckers halted their routes in response to the killings of two Kenyan truck drivers by assailants along the Juba Highway in August. Drivers say they want South Sudan's government to improve security along the highway before they resume transporting goods into that country. And U.S. actor Michael K. Williams, who played the beloved character Omar Little on a program called The Wire, has died. New York City police say Williams was found dead Monday afternoon at his apartment in Brooklyn. He was 54 years old. The police department said his death is being investigated as a possible drug overdose. Williams created one of the most memorable characters on television on The Wire. It's an HBO series that ran from 2002 to 2008. He delivered some of the show's most famous quotes, including All in the Game. He also appeared in the HBO series Boardwalk Empire and most recently Lovecraft Country. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.